Wells turned back to Octavia. "Okay," he said. Taking the piece of meat from her hands, she looked disappointed not to feed it to him, but Wells didn't care. He took a bite. The outside was tough, but as his teeth sank in, the meat released a flood of flavor unlike anything Wells had tasted before, simultaneously salty and smoky and faintly sweet. He chewed some more and then swallowed, bracing for his stomach to reject the alien substance. But all he felt was warmth. The kids who'd eaten first had risen from the fire and begun milling around the clearing, and for a few minutes, the soft hum of their conversation merged with the crackling of the flames. But then the sound of confused murmurs began to rise to the surface, making the skin on the back of Wells' neck prickle. He rose to his feet and walked over to where a group was standing near the tree line. "What's going on?" he asked. "Look!" One of the girls pointed to something in the trees. "What?" Wells squinted into the darkness. "There," another girl said. "Did you see it?" For a moment, Wells thought they were playing a trick on him, but then something caught his eye. A flash of light, so brief that he might have imagined it. There was another flash a few feet away, then another, this one a little higher up. He took a step toward the edge of the clearing, which was now ablaze with glowing lights, as if invisible hands had decorated it for a party. His eyes landed on the closest orb, a ball of light hanging from the lowest branch of a nearby tree. There was something moving inside, a creature. It was some sort of insect, with a tiny body and disproportionately large, delicate wings. The word fluttered to Wells' lips, butterfly. Some of the others had followed him into the forest and were now staring in wonder alongside him. "Clark," he whispered into the darkness. She needed to see this. He tore his eyes away and spun around, ready to go run and find her. But she was already there. Clark stood a few feet away, utterly transfixed. A soft glow lit up her face, and the tense, worried expression that had clung to her features since the crash had fallen away. "Hey," Will said softly, not wanting to disrupt the stillness. He expected Clark to scowl at him or silence him or walk away, but she didn't move. She stood right where she was, staring up at the luminous butterflies. Wells didn't dare move or say another word. The girl he thought he'd lost was still in there, somewhere, and in that instant he knew he could make her love him again.